It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Suvan Lee has a story about an election challenge in a state house race. Hi, Suvan.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so tell us about this 21-page complaint.
Yeah, it's an election challenge filed by unnamed voters in District 30, which covers Kalihi. It stems from the District 30 State House Democratic primary race in which longtime incumbent State Rep. Romy Cachola was defending his, trying to defend his seat. Of course, he won the Democratic primary over his opponent, who is Sunny Ganadin, by 51 votes, which is the slimmest margin in a State House race we've seen this year. Now, this complaint alleges that Representative Cachola engaged in voter fraud and in intimidation by tapping into voters in the Kali'i area who also happen to be alleged clients of medical care that's offered by his wife's medical clinic. Now, there's a lot to this suit as far as the allegations. Who are these prospective voters who are voting absentee by mail, for instance? That really is a premise of the suit. Mr. Cachola won by a very high percentage of mail-in absentee ballots. About 71% of his total votes, in fact, came from mail-in ballots. That's a little bit, it's a bit higher than the state average, which this year was 62%. So there's a couple questions that's raised by that percentage, according to the complaint. But the correlation that goes back to the voters is, who are these voters and were they coerced into voting by mail through unseeming tactics?
Now, during the primary election result returns, I know they were kind of like neck and neck. So it was really, you know, one of those sort of cliffhanger races.
Right. I don't think anyone's alleging that disproportionately high number of absentee mail-in ballots would necessarily raise red flags. However, you had to look at the history of the primary races in which Representative Cachola has been accused of voter intimidation. Speaking of this primary race in particular, this one this year, the race, yes, as you mentioned, was very close. In fact, by midnight, Sunny Ganadin was up 10 votes, 720 to 710, I believe. But by the fifth and final printout, as we know in Hawaii, that's collected around 3 a.m. is when the final results are released. Mr. Cachola had edged him again by based on the sheer number of last counted absentee mail-in ballots. So where were those ballots coming from? It was a last-minute surge. That, I think, is what was problematic to these unnamed plaintiffs who are filing this lawsuit. Again, the plaintiffs are unidentified voters of District 30 who claim that they were intimidated by the incumbent into voting for him. So we don't really know. It's a little unclear where these mail-in ballots have come from and whether they were collected fairly or not.
Now, do we know why the folks that filed the lawsuit didn't put their names to it?
Well, I believe this is one of the few, if not only, elections complaint in Hawaii in recent memory that features unidentified plaintiffs. Now, I spoke to the attorney, Aaron Wills, yesterday when the complaint was filed, e-filed with the Hawaii Supreme Court, and he said that it's to preserve their, security and confidentiality. Some of them do in fact receive medical care from Romy Cachola's wife's medical clinic. I know that there was a line in the complaint that talked about possible negative repercussions were their identities known. As you know, Kalihi is a small community. There's a lot of first-generation Filipino immigrants. If their names were out there and they come forth, you know, accusing essentially a longtime state representative of voter intimidation, I think word will spread. Surely it's not ideal to have their names under wraps. But I think they decided to do this very strategically so that they wouldn't be prone to any, let's say, consequences of withheld medical care, for instance. But I encourage anyone who reads the article to go in and read the complaint, which is attached to the story.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Suvan. We really appreciate you keeping on top of this. I know you folks were doing stories about this particular race and the campaigning that was done to reach out to the Micronesian community. But we'll be tracking it. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.